You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss whether or not Olivia Rodrigo is Pop's new princess. We figure out if Polly Pocket was ever out of pocket. We audition for Legends of the Hidden Temple reboot, and we give our thoughts on the Dear Evan Hansen trailer. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Now, before we start this episode, I just have to make a little announcement. This week on Twitch, I am doing all Animal Crossing all week long. So if you want to join us for any of that, you can go to twitch.tv/TyTyOakley. We're doing things like creating my island's city. We're doing a villager hunt, trying to find my dreamies. We are touring your islands. I'm making a Pride Festival area, a whole bunch of new expansions for my island. So if you want to join us, twitch.tv/TyTyOakley, check out my schedule. And again, Animal Crossing all week long. Come hang out. Hello, Corey.
Hello there. Hello there. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Does my
Does
my voice sound a little rough around the edges?
Why? What happened to you? Were you yelling? Were you yelling into somebody's ear at an event because you had lost your voice from drinking?
Yeah, and I went up and I went, wah, and right in their ear.
That's hot. That's hot.
Yeah, they loved it.
Is your voice gone? What did you do this weekend?
No, I actually saw people and did some stuff, and I was out and about, and I was like, did I spend the weekend doing more talking than I've talked in a year and a half?
Did you have your hot girl summer kickoff?
No. I mean, I went to a brunch. I helped some friends paint their house. Maybe my voice is affected because I huffed paint all day yesterday.
Well, somebody has to. I'm glad you did. What was the shade?
It was a lot. There was a very pretty, like gray blue, which you know I'm into.
Under a whale's.
I guess it was a little more greeny. It was very rich. It was a very pretty color. I was like.
So what's the truth? Green, blue, rich, dull,
pretty? You know I can't see color. You know I get my navies and blacks mixed up.
Well, you know I've got 20/20 now. So if you need me to come investigate the color, I can. Everything is so crisp.
Is it blue and white or is it gold? What was that?
I never saw blue, whatever. I never saw one of
blue
them.
And black or gold and white?
I don't know. It was gold and white, obvi.
That was a glitch in the Matrix for sure.
Maybe I need to revisit that now that my eyes have been laser visioned.
I just don't understand. Was it just two photos floating around and then it was just you were tricked based off of whichever of the two photos you saw?
No. It's your eyes. It's how your eyes fill in the gaps when they see certain things.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
I think that's what, yes. Well, I have been finding my own glitches in this here Matrix. I have a I have a, I have my own, what is that called?
Personality.
Where people remember one thing, but like,
oh yeah.
Mandela.
Berenstein Bears.
I have my own Mandela. You know, people be like, oh, I, your coming out video changed my life. And I'm like, I never did a coming out video. So I think there's an alternate universe where I did. And I'm somehow, this is my Mandela. Because it's enough people that have been like that. So it's either they all think it's, they all think I'm Connor Franta, or they are from an alternate universe and there's been some, you know, overlap glitch.
Maybe your first YouTube video ever was your coming out video. Maybe that's sure. what they mean.
Maybe.
Raindrops. Drop top.
What? You went out for 1 second and you're rapping. What happened?
Wasn't your first video raindrops in my dorm room?
Oh, yeah. Something. Something about something. It was a Vanessa Carlton maybe song. Mm-hmm. Shoot the moon.
White houses.
Sing completely. Who sings that?
There's not a song called Shoot the Moon.
Yes, there is.
But I do love Shooting the Moon when playing Hearts.
Yes, me too. But there's a Shoot the Moon song, Nora Jones.
Oh.
It's a Nora Come Jones song. As my me. First video. Was my first video.
Wow.
Well, were it's called Shoot the Moon.
And you were a Nora Jones stan.
Yes, I was a Nora-holic.
Is that what her fans call her?
Yeah, we were. I'm in the seventh step of the 12-step program.
So you used to love Nora Jones. You used to love Dido.
Yes,
you hey, used to you love the, Enya.
You did you hear that Tattoo? One of the members of Tattoo is running for Russian government.
I thought you were going to say dead.
Well, maybe.
All the things she said. All the things she said.
Yes, the Russian government
running through my head.
Yes.
It was for you to finish.
Not enough. Hey, speaking of angsty teenage girls.
Yeah, speaking of you.
Have you listened to the new Olivia Rodrigo album?
I sure haven't.
Oh, are you serious? It was the talk of the town. It was the trade of the season. You didn't give it a gander?
So earlier in the week before the album dropped, one of my friends was all, you should listen to Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. And they were all, it's very Paramore, very Misery Business. And I was like, all right, I'll listen. And then I thought, well, this sounds nothing like her driver's license song. So then I was just all, who is she?
Well, I read that she refuses to pick a genre. And for that, we love her. Article told me. But you know what? The same argument could say she refuses to pick a genre, so her album is not cohesive. Like, it depends on do you want to like her or not? You can frame any type of perspective as the reason for why, you know?
Maybe Olivia Rodrigo is the buffet of the music industry, and she's got a little something for everyone.
She is the old country buffet of pop princesses today.
Absolutely. I mean, okay. So then when you told me that you were listening, I thought, okay, I'll click through three and listen. And all the ones I clicked on sound very different.
Yes. Okay. So that doesn't mean anything. Do you like it? Do you not like it?
I didn't think it. None of it said, hey, listen to the song all the way through.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. It's not something that I'm like, you know what? I personally am not a Paramore. I've never tried to experiment or experience that experience. So like, maybe I would like Paramore. I've just never given it a gander.
I think Ain't It Fun by Paramore is great.
Oh, I just have never listened. I know I do like the hair color, I think.
And that's what you consider most when listening to singers.
Singers. Yes, I like talent. I like singers.
Yeah, I bounced around. I listened to a few. I thought I got a little Lord vibes. I got a little Billie Eilish vibes. And then I got like these soft moments. And I thought, okay, I could probably find one thing that I like. I haven't found it yet. I noticed that it seemed like a short album. A lot of the songs are under 3 minutes. The whole album itself is 34 minutes, so I could probably listen to it on the walk to the gym later today. Maybe I will.
It's yeah, I was definitely getting some Taylor Swift inspiration in there. Paramore, obviously, like singer-songwritery, the slower songs, like Ingrid Michaelson type of moment. I don't know. But like when I skim through an album trying to figure out what is going into my Tyler's Jams playlist, I gravitate toward pop and dance. And I don't think either of those things were in this album. So I don't really think the album is necessarily for me, despite it attempting 50 genres. None of the genres were necessarily my genres of choice.
What I'm hearing...
Do I think she's a good singer? Yes. Do I think the songs probably are great for people? Apparently they are, because people seem to be living and dying for the moment. But is it for me?
Sounds like you're a no-Livia Rodrigo.
I am no-Livia Rodrigo. But I do like Good For You. I put it on my playlist. The other stuff was just kind of like, I'm good on it. Thank you.
Good For You is the only one I've listened to all the way through. I still have never listened to Driver's License all the way through. And then people were like, you're just doing that to say you could do it. And I was like, no, I just heard the first half of the song and I wasn't into it.
To me, Driver's License is giving me, what's that one song about, like, lay my flowers down in a grave? Like, what was that song? Bury Me in Cotton.
Oh, yes.
Like that type of popularity of song, and it's like slow, so it's not really that like drawing me in.
Who, when I die young.
Whatever that was, I tried to avoid that song in the radio, and this is the same type of vibe I have. Bury Me in Cotton on. Bury Me in H&M Honey.
Why am I blanking on those? Oh my God, I'm such a... awful.
When I die young,
yeah,
bury me in cotton. I'm sure it's cotton.
The band Perry.
Bury me in a polyfiber blend.
You couldn't even pick a, what'd you say, polyfiber blend out of a lineup.
You're like, name two fibers that could ever be poly.
Name.
I'm poly.
Name.
Poly want a fiber.
Bitch, Polly want a cracker. Polly want a pocket. Polly want a hot pocket.
Polly is out of her pocket. What does that mean? People say that. Like, she was out of pocket. I don't know.
Well, because she lived in a pocket.
No, Polly got out of the pocket. What's the origin story of Polly in the pocket?
And she moved to the city?
Polly left her pocket. She moved to the city. And now she's gay.
Wow.
I would, you know what? I would go for a Polly Pocket origin story.
Yeah.
First, she's in the front pocket. Then maybe she goes to the back pocket. Then what?
And she goes to one of those shoes that used to have pockets. Kangaroos, remember?
Oh my God. I was just talking to young people about these. I was like, oh my God, when I was in seventh grade, I loved my ruse. Did you guys ever have ruse? And people were like, what?
I did. I bought a pair off of eBay because I couldn't afford the
real
ones.
We're old. We're old. I found my favorite pair at a Goodwill and I was like, I felt like I could go on Antique Roadshow and be like, I found these in a thrift store and I could get an evaluation of how, because I was like, these are the find.
Did Ruse walk so Heelys could roll?
Maybe. Did Polly Pocket ever sit in your Rue?
I mean, if anything, Polly Pocket should have at least had a cameo in one of the Toy Stories. I don't know where like rights come in that sort of thing, but like if Barbie and Ken can be there, where's Polly Pocket?
I'm sure she was, maybe. Well, Polly Pocket had like a foldable house, right? It was a little Pokeball.
Well, it was kind of like
a Pokeball.
It was a pocket, was it not? Or was it that her house fit in your pocket?
I think the house could fit in your pocket.
Damn, big pockets. Rich.
Well, which doesn't really mesh well with, wasn't the whole women being all
independent?
Nothing has pockets. Women's clothes don't have pockets. No.
Every time I watch Project Runway, they're all like, oh, he made a dress with pockets. Women love a dress with pockets.
You know what you could put in those dresses with pockets?
A Polly Pocket.
Yes, you could.
Do you think Polly Pocket is in the same bloodline as the old woman who lived in a shoe?
Oh, yes. They're neighbors. They're literally neighbors. One is in the pocket, one is in the shoe.
Did you have to read in middle school? I'm going to change the title because I don't know what's PC anymore.
Oh, God.
But did you
Stinky
ever read...
Stinky Cheese Man?
No, The Native American in the Cupboard?
No, but I did see the movie. I remember I saw that movie and I had a terrible migraine. And that was... I was like, what? Seven? Well, and I was like crying because of my headache.
Was that the original Toy Story? You would put the toys in the cupboard and you'd turn the key and then suddenly they're alive?
Small Soldiers. Do you remember Small Soldiers?
No, I never saw that. What's that about?
It was, I believe, these toys. It's a 1998 film with a bunch of toys.
Was Robin Williams in it?
I don't know. Who can ever be sure?
Don't you have the cast?
No, I'm sending you an image of the... You remember this. You do remember this.
I cannot wait for this text to come through. Oh, that looks familiar.
Yeah, we had toys of that. I thought the two leads were both kind of hot.
Well, one of them's kind of a furry.
I don't know what he is. Some type of monster being. But you can see, like, one was there before, one's new. It's very Toy Story.
Very chiseled, chiseled jaw on that soldier. Well, is he serving chiseled jaw daddy realness?
He's clenching for the girls.
Oh, he's presenting a little underbite, which I know you're into.
Not now.
So wait, speaking of keys.
Go on.
You know how sometimes people get the key to the city? You know, the key to the city.
Yeah.
You know what, like on American Idol, when like David Archuleta got the key to the city.
Yeah.
Do you think there's someone out there who has like a lot of keys to a lot of cities?
God.
I think
it's God. Like, God is the original key master. He's kind of like a locksmith. He knows how to get in, get out.
People want an EGOT. I want a janitor's worth of keys to cities. On a keychain.
I wonder who holds the record for most keys to the cities around the world.
Whoopi's got an EGOT. How many keys does she got?
Well, Lady Gaga just got a key to the city of West Hollywood or something. But it seemed more of like I think it was a commemoration of like a official holiday in West Hollywood, which feels like in the same realm of
they made it Born This Way celebrations in West Hollywood.
Yeah, for the 10-year anniversary, baby. How did you celebrate?
I got the keys to the city.
Which city? Jackson, Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Holt? Parma. Oh. Parma. Did you go celebrate the Born This Way key to the city?
No, there were rumors about where she would be. So one rumor was that she was going to be at Urban Outfitters. And that turned out to be false. And then another rumor was that she was going to be at... Well, because apparently people were saying that Urban was going to have a 10-year anniversary vinyl release something, or I don't know. That was a rumor. And then another was that she was going to be at the Abbey, and that's what actually was happening. And they painted all over the... right outside the Abbey, that street, Born This Way, all across the street. Rainbow and you know,
is it gonna stay? Did they change the name to Born This Way Drive?
I wish
actually, why wouldn't they change the street name to Highway Unicorn? And you're like, my address is 72 Highway Unicorn.
I would move
Hollywood, California.
That is the road to love I want to live on. That's my top tier.
Yeah.
Born This Way song. Well, I almost recommended us doing a Born This Way Queen's Edition. The 10-year anniversary, it feels appropriate.
Maybe we can do it for the bonus podcast for the Patreon members.
Well, what I was thinking was, did you hear the news? She's releasing a 10-year anniversary,
Target Deluxe album.
Collection of songs from the album reimagined by prominent artists from the LGBTQIA+ community and allies. Oh, not allies. as well as various partnerships, products, and merchandise that will be announced soon for the Born This Way 10-year anniversary. So, like, what is that? A cover album of Born This Way album by queers plus non-queers.
Allies. Yeah, girl, it's what? Like Elton's gonna do the Queen.
He's in the community. He's not the ally.
Yeah, well, I was just naming names.
Well, who would you want to sing what?
Oh, God, let me pull up the album. Well, you know Adam Lambert loves to do Heavy Metal Lover.
Ooh, I would very much be into that. That would be a moment most pleasing to me. But you'd have to imagine it's going to be like the singles, you know?
Not the full album?
A collection of songs from the album, reimagined by prominent artists from the queer community and allies.
But I want someone to do a Bad Kids cover.
Maybe. I think it's time that we get the bonus verse that's in the track list booklet that she never singed and never performed. There's an entire extra verse in the lyrics.
Well, I know this has been a hang up for you for years.
I think this 10-year anniversary is a perfect time for me to bring it up to her.
Wait, where's the Queen? Why? What am I thinking of?
I can be. It's a bonus track, I think, isn't it?
Oh, maybe. Or
is it? Is it a bonus track? It's near the end, like 17.
That's, yeah, I must be. Whatever they just pulled up was not the deluxe edition. Thanks for nothing, Spotify.
You know those bikes, like the bikes that you sit very low in and you're like, your legs are kind of cycling more horizontal?
Yes.
So we were at the beach yesterday and this old man was cycling by in one of those. And I was screaming because it was Born This Way album cover promo. Everyone was out there celebrating. It felt very, he knew what today was, Born This Way Day.
You thought he was a highway unicorn?
He was giving me, yes, album cover. Do you remember when that, I mean, I could just go on about that. The album, which I shouldn't. We should save it for when we're going to do our retrospective. Save it.
I'm really confused. The first thing that came up was just this 14 track album of Born This Way that's just really missing some songs.
Well, yeah, and that's what she, I think she did that on purpose because it was like, you want to get the deluxe album.
Yeah, and then you just like, you don't even get the Queen. But you're right. Wow, this whole time you've really shit on the Queen all these years. And I'm looking on Spotify right now and it has by far the least amount of plays.
I said what I said.
Damn.
I said what I said.
Nobody likes the Queen.
I said it.
There. And now we said it.
I'm excited mostly for a Bradley Cooper cover of the Queen.
Well, he perhaps is an ally.
Yes.
Digging my own grave.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you heard the new Ben Platt song?
Imagine.
I'm obsessed with it. I think it's a top tier song, period.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about it 6 weeks after it came out. 6 weeks after me and my friend here in the city were saying how much we loved it. And then I saw you tweet about it and I thought, oh, right. And the Midwest finally caught on.
Okay, well, you know what? I have a different transition I can give you. Speaking of...
Ben Platt?
Polly Pocket origin stories. Origin stories, did you hear who's going to get their own origin story?
You didn't want to talk about Dear Evan Hansen, the movie?
We can talk about that. Wait, I was going to say Willy Wonka origin story.
No, I don't care. Fuck Johnny Depp.
No, it's not Johnny Depp. Though, you do need to see Crybaby with Johnny Depp.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
He's a very young Johnny Depp. And it was the first time I ever thought, you know what? I understand now.
You could get it? Would you lick his pit?
No. What? Willy Wonka prequel, directed by the same director of Paddington 1 and Paddington 2.
Oh, fuck.
So let's talk about it. So now you want to talk about it.
Guess what? You'll never believe.
They mean business. It's with Timothy Chalamet.
You'll never believe. What? I still haven't seen Paddington 1 or 2.
I believe.
Are they on streaming?
Baby, you're an idiot.
Maybe. Do you think as I step back into the dating world, if I download any apps, I should be all, you want to come over and watch Paddington 1 and 2?
I think that might be more successful than, do you want to come see me lose $1 million once or twice?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that
how you lure men to your lair?
Yeah, yeah. Want to go back to my place and watch me lose $1 million twice? Still single.
Well, I personally...
Another summer alone.
I personally am looking forward to the Willy Wonka prequel.
Oh.
Do you think his parents died in a sweet... sweet
accident
death.
Maybe they smoked too many candy cigarettes and died of candy lung cancer.
Hey, quitting vaping is hard, but you don't have to do it alone.
T. listen, so for me, like, I feel like when I was in high school, whenever teachers were like having a bad day and they'd come in and all drag the TV on the wheelie thing into the room and you were like, oh, I get to watch a movie. I feel like we watched a lot of the original Willy Wonka, and it's just that one is just like, who cares? I think I saw it too many times and it was like enforced situations, and it just never made me want to see the one that Johnny Depp had done however long ago that was. It's just like, I don't know if I care anymore.
See, our movie was Finding Nemo. It was always Finding Nemo.
You're lucky. We watched a lot of Grease, a lot of Willy Wonka, a lot of Field of Dreams.
I feel like we watched a lot of Wallace and Gromit.
Do you think that was teachers just coming in and like they had a 4-day bender?
Honestly, they're what? Our age nowadays? They were probably our age, God. What we are now. They're probably like, yes, they were getting fucked up. Hot girl summer. You know,
they were like, had one too many skinny girl margaritas on a Sunday. And then they were like, I have to wheel in that big contraption from the fucking RV room.
Yeah. Reeking of alcohol.
Yeah. And our school only had two TVs.
Still grinding
to share.
Their teeth, grinding their teeth from their weekend. Cracked out teachers.
Oh, well,
it's more likely than you think.
So are you going to see the Dear Evan Hansen movie?
Yes.
Yeah, same. I didn't even know they were making a Dear Evan Hansen movie.
I knew. We knew. Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I understand all of the process that got to where we are of the casting, and you know, I think Ben Platt is a superb, phenomenal singer, actor, everything. I think he originated the role perfectly. I think he nailed it. Like, blah, 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 blah. Do I think maybe I would enjoy a high school seeming human playing a high schooler in any type of production? Yes. Do I also understand that his dad is the executive producer and he originated the role and he's incredibly talented and can do the role justice? Yes. Will I still enjoy it? Yes. But I understand why everyone was like, blink, 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 blink. That's a grown man, Mari.
I don't know why we're blink, blink, blinking. Have you ever heard of the little show called Glee?
Or Grease?
They were all 40.
There, if you look at the cast of Grease, that is a parent-teacher conference acting like they're going to homeroom. They are grown, old people.
I'm like, Ben Platt just played a high schooler in The Politician a year ago, did he not?
Ryan Murphy must have done something, because I think he looked more like a high schooler then than he does in this. Something just doesn't read high school enough for me. Like, there's something about the visual.
I know. I'm like, weren't people all just like so excited for Euphoria 2 years ago or whatever? Wasn't everyone in that like 40 also?
You know, I don't know. People will be upset about anything. I think at least it's a singer who can sing, playing the role. Let's celebrate some wins here, because very often we would get a musical movie where, bitch, they stunt cast and the person cannot sing. So let's celebrate a win.
Yeah, I'm like, Zendaya is it Zendaya or Zendaya? I always mess it up. She's 24 and she's playing like a high schooler in Euphoria.
Yeah, but I believe it.
But why are people all like, whoa?
It's giving me never been kissed older brother.
Well, the wig is giving me...
On the baseball team.
The hair is giving me Drew Barrymore in Never Been Kissed when they flash back to her when she was actually in high school.
Josie Grosie? Or did you just call... Wow. Have some respect.
Can't we just be excited to get Amy Adams and Julianne Moore in the same movie?
Ding, ding, ding. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, so I'm in. Hyman and Hyman.
I'll see it. I would rather hear him sing it than someone else. And that's that on that.
Thank you.
Did you cry during the trailer?
No, I did not. But, you know, I'm sure I'm going to cry during the movie. I cried during the musical.
I sobbed. We saw it together.
Did we?
Yeah, we saw it together. And we both cried, but we didn't hold hands.
Oh, well, whose hand was I holding? I thought I saw it.
You've seen it more than once.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe that's the case. Because I was like, I sat next to James Corden when I saw it.
Oh, how was that? Maybe we just celebrate that James Corden isn't in it.
Don't be rude.
What?
But retweet.
I'm not being rude. I think I just got a little exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people have.
James Corden as the bumbling gay teen.
Did you hear that? I'm scared.
Oh, what are you scared of? Colleen's pregnancy with twins, your newest feud?
Yeah, everyone knows that I love to bully a child. So nothing I love more than to bully two children.
Mm. Double the fun.
I was going to talk about a meme that I saw, but I changed my mind. I'll just send it to you after the recording.
Put it on the Discord. I can't wait to see it.
It's on this great meme Instagram account, which you know I hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last thing on my list, well, I have three last things on the list. Legends of the Hidden Temple adult reboot. Are we going to audition?
Let's do it. You know Rachel Riley.
They're looking for teams.
You know Rachel Riley's casting. Do you want me to text her right now?
Is she really?
Yeah, she tweeted it.
Get our names in the door.
Literally, the application was online and all it wanted was like your names, ages, and Twitter handles. So I was like, or Instagram handles. I was like, if we submit it, they're going to call.
Should we wear our yarn wigs?
Do you want to be the purple parrots or the green monkeys?
I think we're the Yarnardvarks.
Yarnvarks.
Yarnvarks.
Listen, I could... We didn't win any money on The Amazing Race, so I would love to go on a game show and win some money.
We didn't win any money? Nobody died at Stonewall?
And when we won Fear Factor, it went to charity. So listen, I could use a down payment on a house.
Let me just say something. When people are on reality shows competing for charity.
Yeah.
Yes, the charity needs the money too. But baby, sometimes the people need the money too.
You're preaching to the choir.
Well, honey. So what's the prize for Legends of the Hidden Temple? Bragging rights? It's not enough.
I'll text Rachel and okay. I'll say, listen, we're interested. How much money can we win?
You know I'm a professional reality TV contestant guest judge.
Have we dabbled in the game show world?
Yes, baby. Wheel of Fortune.
We sucked at
not Wheel of Fortune. Not Wheel
Price
of Fortune.
Price is Right.
I would go on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started. My one friend here in the city loves the wheel.
You have a friend,
and he loves the wheel.
Is it a hamster? Are you friends with a hamster?
He's a big wheel girl.
You know, I still don't know how to spell hamster. Is it with a P or without a P?
You also don't know how to spell hamper.
Hamper? Purr.
Like where you put your dirty clothes in the hamper?
Oh,
Does
my
it even
God.
Say hamper anymore?
We need to talk about it. I still don't have my washing machine.
Oh, God. Did you try tagging and dragging on Twitter?
You know what? I did. And I tweeted Best Buy and I turned off all replies except the people mentioned in the tweet. So only Best Buy could reply. They DM'd me and they are sending me a $50.
$50?
$50.
That's nothing.
I come from a place of gratitude. So I said, thank you. But I also come from a place of let me wash my clothes. So please.
Yeah.
Like I would rather pay an extra $50 to get my delivery on the day it's... You guys, I can't even talk about this. I don't know who I've yelled at this about yet. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? My washing machine broke. I was supposed to be delivered in a few... in like 5 days. And then on the delivery day, they didn't deliver it, but they claimed they tried to deliver it. And I was like, bitch, I've been home all day and blah, 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 blah. So it took another 5 days. And so now it's supposed to come tomorrow. Stay tuned on if I'll still be living in a hellhole pit of dirty, disgusting, dirty clothes everywhere. I'll let you know. But my life is in shambles right now. I feel very out of control now that there's like rags piling up in the kitchen, things of that nature.
Not rags piling up in the kitchen.
Yes, baby. And that's how I'm living. So
well,
next week to see if I have my life in order.
Well, you know, I had one bad experience with Best Buy. The year was 2004. I've never forgotten it and I've never forgiven it.
The buy was not the best.
No. And I still get like anxious when I know that I have to go there. And then I'm always disappointed. At this point, I'm manifesting my Best Buy disappointment for myself. But they're the number one on my shit list as far as businesses go.
Well, you know how there's like porn for everything you could ever Google, there's a porn of it. Do you think there's like a Geek Squad sex
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. You know, my number one rule in life is if you can think it, it exists, or someone's doing it or have done it. And you can get
Go
super
off.
Specific, and it's I believe fully, wholeheartedly, yes.
All right, designers.
Well, I'll pray for your washing machine. Where can people find you?
You can find me in Best Buy's DMs, demanding justice.
You can find me in Polly's pockets. Just playing.
Just hanging with Polly.
Just trying to figure out how many keys to how many cities she has.
Do you think Polly Pocket is kind of like, who's that witch that was in I Dream of Jeannie?
Well, she's not
a witch. It's
a
little
witch.
I Dream of Jeannie.
She's not a witch. She's a genie.
What's the difference?
Oh, wow. Tune in next week when I explain the difference between witches and genies.
Gargoyles and psychics?
Exactly.
Everything's ungodly.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you for hanging. We'll see you on the Discord. Thank you for supporting the Patreon if you do. If you want to sign up, you can go to patreon.com/psychobabble, and we have a whole bunch of different tiers that get you access to a lot of things. All supporters get access to the Discord, and we would love to have you in our little community, but you can get higher tiers for things like exclusive merch, and exclusive extra bonus episodes of the podcast.
Monthly hangout live streams with us.
Which I think is my favorite one. We this month's past one, we had very much a wig fashion show, the two of us.
I had a lot of fun this month.
We get wild, I'll say that much. And that's I'll say.
I'm scared. Did you hear that?
Okay, Corey, I'll see you later.
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.